Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for, one, downloading the Odyssey app, and two, finding our podcast.
Yes.
And downloading our podcast and what we expect to be laughing at our podcast. We are brought to you by BetterHelp.com, which is online therapy. We'd love it if you tried it for free. Check out BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
There is something about using a gift card that, I don't know if it's just me, makes me feel nervous sometimes because it's not something that you purchased. Somebody just gave it to you. And sometimes I don't know how much money is left on there. And, you know, I don't know. So I do have gift card anxiety. But Katie tried to use a gift card recently and it backfired.
Well, this was an extra slap in the face.
Tell me what happened.
I did a partnership with a company. I won't say which company. And as a thank you, they gave me a gift card to their business.
Yes.
Very nice. So I've had it in my wallet forever. I finally went in and I went, ooh, mommy's got a gift card. I go to check out. Gift card's not working. Now, this is a place that offers self-checkout.
Okay.
And I'm thinking, man, I am doing something wrong.
I would assume that too.
I'm not one to walk into a store. I'm a buy it online kind of gal. So I thought maybe just out of practice.
Mm.
Finally, an employee comes over to help me with the gift card. It's not working for him either. So he goes to the wherever he goes and he comes back and he says, there's nothing on this gift card.
Oh.
They gave me an empty gift card.
How long ago did they give you this gift card?
It's been many months.
But not years.
Not years.
So, okay, I feel like many months, as long as it's under a year, I don't think gift cards should ever expire.
Legally, they can't.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They gave you an empty gift card.
Yeah.
That is kind of funny.
And it's even something that it had the amount, like, on it. Not written on it. It came with the amount.
What was the amount?
$25.
And it was empty.
Empty. Not a dime.
So funny. Okay. This is making me think. I'm going to start doing this.
What do you mean?
I'm going to start giving empty gift cards to people.
Don't do that.
Because think about it. Think about it for a second, okay? You have to go somewhere where a gift is not required, but it's bad form if it's not there. Okay, I don't know this person that well, blah, 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 blah. I'm just going to go into a store. I'm going to take a gift card off of their shelves. I'm going to steal it, basically. What does the company care? It's just a piece of plastic that they didn't even pay for.
Well, they might have paid for something.
What? What part? Let's say I go into, for instance, CVS.
Well,
okay?
It costs money to buy the gift card, doesn't it?
Not for CVS.
How do you know that?
I don't know. Why would they have to pay for it? It's the other companies. They're not making any money off of it.
Like, but when you buy a gift card for somebody, that purchase costs money, and then you put money on the gift card, right?
Yeah. It's like a dollar.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
All right, if I'm going to... I'll conveniently drop a dollar bill where the gift cards are. Then I'll take a gift card, put it in my pocket, just leave. Then it comes time for said party or occasion where a gift is given, and I give it to them. There we go. It looks like I gave a gift, and I didn't give a gift, which is awesome. And then what are they going to do?
Okay, so I was going to say that. This is actually maybe the perfect crime, because it does take guts to contact that person and be like, hey, that gift card you gave me doesn't work.
Totally.
I would never do that.
And you're not going to do it now. Because if you're just joining us, Katie tried, she was given a gift of a gift card and there was nothing on it.
I won't even contact the company. They were like, oh, you can contact our management and they can refill the gift card. I'm not even going to do that.
No, it's $25. I feel like it's not worth your time. And on top of that also, you would never tell the person, unless it's somebody who's very close to you,
right,
who shouldn't be giving you a gift card anyway.
That's so true.
They would. This is a perfect crime. Oh my God, I'm a genius. Okay, so I'm going to do this from now on, and I'm going to give empty gift cards as gifts.
Okay, now what if somebody is brazen enough to contact you and say, hey, this gift card didn't work?
Great idea. Okay, Kevin, play the person that I gave an empty gift card to,
okay,
and I'll show you how this is what I'll do.
Gavin, why'd you give me an empty gift card?
No, that's not what you would say.
You would say, like,
you'd
be
never
like,
be that aggressive.
I think something's wrong with this gift card.
Something's wrong with the gift card you gave me.
What?
It's not working.
No!
I tried to scan it at the store, and it just said, it wasn't paid for.
What?
It's not active.
I'm sorry. That sucks. That's terrible. You know, they gave me a receipt. Hold on a second. When I got it, they gave me... I can't find the receipt right now. I'm going to...
You know what? Here's what you should do. There's an 800 number on the back. Call that.
Yeah.
You'll probably be on hold for a very long time, but call that.
And they're going to want the number that's on the receipt. I'll look for the receipt. And at some point during this monologue now about what you need to do and what I need to do, you're going to go, you know, it's fine. Don't worry about it. You will.
It's so true.
I swear to God, you will.
It's so true. Everything you're saying is true.
This is the perfect crime. Listen, and everybody is free to use this as well, okay? It's free to use, unless you're giving me a gift card.
I was just going to say, you're kind of, I've got something for you for your birthday.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
There's something that happens occasionally, and when it happens, it is spectacularly in the news. It's the nightmare scenario of so many people, but not for Katie. Mm-mm. Tell everybody what happened in real life.
In North Carolina, a gentleman was on a private plane, and the pilot had a fatal heart attack
while flying the plane. Okay, now that freaks almost everybody out. What would you do?
Panic.
I don't know how much a private plane or how high a private plane flies, but you're like probably at least 10,000 feet in the air.
At least. Any amount of feet in the air would
and I know
be scary.
That in movies, there's always like a parachute. I don't think in those private planes. And even
how
if would
was, you even know how to get out?
I wouldn't not only not know how to get out, I wouldn't know how to put on a parachute.
No. Yes, thank you.
Be like, yeah, you put it on like a backpack. Then what?
Then what? Where's the thing?
Right. But what did this guy do?
He got in touch with air traffic control and they helped him land the plane.
Safely.
Did he know how to fly prior?
Nope.
No flying experience.
None.
And he was able to land the plane safely just being talked to.
Yes.
And this happens sometimes.
I know. And I think about it.
And when you think about it, what do you think?
I think I could do it. I think, obviously, somebody has to talk me through it.
You would be too flustered.
I'm cool.
You barely
want
to go on a plane.
Part of
that's
why
a good point.
Okay, but part of why flying is hard for me is because I'm not in control of anything.
Okay. Of a
I mean, would I be scared? Yes, of course. But do I think I could do it? I think I could.
Why do you think that?
Calm under pressure.
Okay, one.
Attention to detail.
Two.
Somebody's telling me what to do.
Three.
But also,
this is, sounds very much like a job interview.
I'll tell you why. I have good spatial awareness. Okay?
And you're in the sky, though.
Right. But I'm coming closer to the ground.
That's a great point.
I have a three-dimensional mind.
Okay.
And
you're able to build things without instructions.
Thank you. Okay, that feels like a prerequisite. That's probably on a pilot's test.
Okay, so Kevin, as much as like we're laughing, I agree with Katie on this.
You do?
I think that Katie, and this is going to blow your mind, could land a plane in a situation where the pilot's dead.
She doesn't even know her longitudes and latitudes.
I don't think...
The machine tells you.
And I don't think that's... Here's... And listen, Katie, look at me.
Okay.
This doesn't take anything away from you. Okay? And you
don't say anybody could.
I don't think anybody could.
Okay.
When I hear stories about, like, a person with no flight experience was able to land a plane safely when the pilot died, it does make me think... Flying probably isn't as hard as they want us to believe it is.
Okay, do you know what this guy does for a living that landed the plane?
What?
He's a professor at Duke.
Professor of what?
Professor of better than you.
No.
He's still a professor at Duke.
But it's not Harvard. It's not Yale.
It's Duke.
What do you think Duke is?
It's better than whatever crappy school you couldn't afford to graduate from.
That's called Wagner College.
Yeah.
And the answer is absolutely right.
You're a hater. Just because you couldn't land a plane.
I think I probably could land the plane also. Why couldn't I?
You'd get in your head.
I mean, as you should be.
As somebody that can land a plane.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm telling you. Okay? Under these circumstances, you'd start future tripping. You'd start thinking about it crashing.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
And you don't have the unusual confidence in myself that I have.
Okay, wow.
That is true. Katie has unwarranted confidence.
Correct.
Often.
Yeah.
Where you excel, I excel in other places.
Yeah, but those
places... I think I could. I think it would be good in a situation where I have to land a plane I've never flown before to have a little bit of a worry wart mentality.
No, you have to visualize the plane on the ground.
Here's what I could foresee happening to you, okay? This is where an area where you would go wrong. They would say the air traffic controller, they'd be like, okay, now you need to push the red button. And I'd be like, hold on a second. There's a red button, but then there's one that's orange. Do you mean the red button or the orange button? They said red button. Right, but tones are different in color for all of us. That's where I would go wrong. Here's where you would go wrong. They'd say, Katie, we need you to push the red button. Oh, I pushed that 2 minutes ago. Just seemed like something that should be pushed.
106.5 The End. She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Oh boy, here we go. She had to step out yesterday, but she's back with a vengeance on the game. Are you smarter than She meant to say, are you smarter than Katie?
I'm exhausted. I have a sick baby. And she can't sleep. So that means I don't sleep.
Just let her.
Just let her what?
Just let her do what she wants.
She wants to cough and cry.
Let her cry. Put her in a different room. That's the advice we got from Kaylee, who's caller 17.
Kaylee,
are you there? Kaylee?
Hi.
Why are you so cruel to kids?
Oh, my goodness.
You know?
You know.
Suck.
We got
they
it.
Just suck. All right, Katie is going to leave the studio. I am going to ask you both 5 questions dealing with news and pop culture. We'll see how many you get right versus how many she gets right. The whole thing's brought to you by Garden of Eatin' Restaurants. And are you ready to play?
Yes.
All right, great. Question 1. It was expected to take 2 weeks or more, but Donald Trump's first criminal trial is about to begin now that all 12 jurors have been selected. Apparently, selection happened so quickly because Trump's attorneys didn't realize that they had a limited number of vetoes on jurors, and they burned through them right away. Where is this trial taking place?
New York.
Question 2, there was a rumor that Andy Cohen was leaving the network he built, Bravo, and suspicions were because of all the accusations on the sets of Real Housewives. Turns out that's not true, and Cohen said he's not going anywhere. Cohen is the producer of every Real Housewives franchise, which is how many?
7.
Question 3. Prince Harry has done the unthinkable for a British royal. He has officially become a primary resident of America. Despite saying England will always be his home, recent filings prove that he lists America as his primary residence now. Prince Harry is the Duke of what? Cambridge, Wiltshire, or Sussex?
Wiltshire.
Question 4. Law & Order star Mariska Hargitay was filming the 25th season finale in New York City when a child approached her thinking that she was a real cop. They couldn't find their mother, and Hargitay helped locate her and even comforted them both after. What former rapper is her co-star on the show?
Ice Cube.
And question 5, Netflix started cracking down on their password sharing in an attempt to get more subscribers, and it has paid off. They were projected to add 3 million in the first quarter, but they added 3 times that in the first quarter. If they had 259 million users before the first quarter, how many do they have now?
259.
I said 259 million.
777 million.
Okay. Kevin, please bring Katie back in here. And Kaylee, what do you do for a living?
I work for a mortgage company. I actually work right next door to the studio.
What? Is that true?
Yeah.
There's a mortgage company? She says she works right next to us.
On Leverage Court?
What?
Yeah.
Well, why haven't you come in and said hello?
You guys are always busy. I don't know about you.
Listen.
Bug us.
Bug us, and a little inside secret. We're never busy. You're welcome to come. When are you showing up here at work?
In 30 minutes, I'm turning at the light.
Is she in the building?
No, she said, no, she's turning in 30 minutes away.
No. Is her mortgage company in this building or on this street?
That's what she said.
It's in the building right next door, and I'm 3 minutes away. I'm literally turning onto Lava Ridge right now.
Well, come by and say hi. Call us when you get here, okay? We'll let you in and say hi.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to put you on hold now. Katie, are you ready to play?
Yeah.
Question 1. It was expected to take 2 weeks or more, but Donald Trump's first criminal trial is about to begin with all 12 jurors. They have been selected. Apparently, selection happened so quickly because Trump's attorneys didn't realize that they had a limited number of vetoes per juror, and they burned through them right away.
And somehow this will be somebody else's fault.
At least that's what Trump was ranting about on Truth Social. It was like, I thought we had unlimited. It's like, of course you don't have unlimited. We'd never pick
a
jury.
Nothing would ever go anywhere, right?
Right, anyway. Where is this trial taking place?
New York City.
Yeah. That's great. Question 2. There's a rumor that Andy Cohen was leaving the network he built, which is Bravo, because of the suspicions and accusations from the sets of Real Housewives.
There's no, like, nothing that anybody's saying is, like, even so crazy that Andy needs to get fired. They supply us with a lot of alcohol.
Aren't drugs, didn't they say they supply us with drugs
somebody,
too?
One person said that.
Even said Andy Cohen.
Right, but then a whole bunch of people said that has never happened to me. So,
well, it turns out it's not true. He's
right,
not going
of
anywhere.
Course.
Okay. Cohen is the producer of every Real Housewives franchise, which is how many?
Oh my God. Okay, hold on. Okay. OC, Beverly Hills, Potomac.
3 seconds.
You can't do this in 3 seconds. Okay, Miami, New York, Atlanta, New Jersey. Are we doing the ones that don't exist anymore?
3.
Dallas.
2, 1.
DC. Salt Lake City.
I'm gonna
okay,
buzz you. I'm
1, 2, 3, 4. Devin!
I'm pissed.
Time is time. Time is time.
1, 2, 3.
What would you have come up with?
6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Well, it would have been wrong.
Oh.
What did I forget?
I don't know what you forgot, but there's 11. I Googled it and there's 11.
If you're thinking about the Real Housewives of Melbourne or something like that, don't. Okay. Do not. We're not doing that.
Question 3. Prince Harry has done the unthinkable for a British royal. He has become an official primary resident of America.
Did we know that?
We did it! USA! USA! Despite saying England will always have my heart, recent filings prove that he lists America now as a primary residence. Prince Harry is the Duke of what? Cambridge, Welshire, or Sussex?
Sussex!
Sussex. The Duke of Sussex. Question 4. Law and Order star Mariska Hargitay. Man, that name. It's like a cat walked across the keyboard. Was filming the 25th season finale of in New York City when a child approached her thinking she was a real cop.
Yeah.
And she helped find the kid's mom.
Yeah, she stopped production.
And even like wrapped a blanket around him. Aww. And signed him. What former rapper is her co-star on the show?
God, I get him confused.
3 seconds.
Ice-T?
That's the right one. Yeah, Kaylee said Ice Cube. Wrong one.
Yeah.
Wrong ice.
Right.
Question 5. You know what's funny is, back in the 90s, when Ice-T and Ice Cube were both out there, you'd think that somebody would have said to somebody and said, like, guys, hey, we can't all be ice something. Right. All right? Where do we stop? This is chaos. You're Ice Cube. I'm Ice-T. She's Ice Cream. The list goes on. We have to shut this all down.
I mean, you have to take out iced tea because it sounds like iced tea.
Right.
And that's not...
That's refreshing.
That's not hard at all.
If it's something that old white people like, don't call yourself that if you're trying to be a scary rapper.
Right.
You know? I'm a rapper. Arnie Palmy. Boy. Spit Dorito and whatever you're drinking over there.
Miso soup.
Miso soup. Mmm. Question 5. Netflix started cracking down on their password sharing in an attempt to get more subscribers, and it has paid off big time. They were projected to add 3 million in the first quarter, but they added 3 times that in the first quarter. So if they had 259 million users before the first quarter, how many do they have now?
Okay. Okay. 777 million. Wow.
268 million. 3 times 3 is 9 million. Nah, it's okay. Kaylee, are you there? Are you here yet? Are you at the front door? Are you at the Odyssey door? Should we let you in?
Give me like 2 minutes and I'll be there. I'm walking in the front door of the building.
No problem.
You know you don't have to do this if you don't want to, right?
Oh.
I've listened to you guys since I was like 13. I'm coming to say
okay, great. Just making sure that you don't feel like you're under duress.
Wait, so well, should I go get her?
Oh, well, no. Wait till we're done with this first, though. Oh, but okay. Final score, Kaylee, you got 1. Katie got 3.
Oh, boy.
Katie wins. We add $20 to the jackpot Monday. $140. Wow. Kaylee, what is it that you want to tell us?
Today, I am not smarter than Katie.
No. And we'll see you soon.
Yeah, that's right. We'll see you soon. You could tell us in person that.
Hold up. Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, it's Katie from the Wake Up Call, and now that spring is in the air and the weather's getting warmer, it definitely makes you feel hopeful, like your life is full of possibilities, which, if you've been struggling to get pregnant, might not be something you've been feeling much of lately. When you want to grow your family and every month you're hit with that disappointment, it makes it really hard to stay positive. I know this because I've been there. When we wanted to grow our family and then out of nowhere I started having fertility issues, I was devastated. That's when we turned to California IVF and we finally felt hopeful again. They were able to address my infertility issues and now we have the most amazing little Morgan, and we wouldn't have her without California IVF. Find your hope at CaliforniaIVF.com. If California IVF has changed your life, they want you to share your story and be featured in their monthly Moment of Hope video to inspire others. Go to CaliforniaIVF.com/share to submit your story. That's CaliforniaIVF.com/share.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Carnival Secret Time on The Wake Up Call, and we're talking to Frank. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning.
Not his real voice, not his real name, because it's the dirty little secret. And we're going to get right into this, because honestly, I'm not 100% sure why this is such a big deal, but Katie assures me this is a big deal. So, Frank, tell everybody what your dirty little secret is.
I'm engaged right now. The dirty secret is the ring that I've given my fiancé. It's the ring that I was going to give to my ex when I was going to propose to her. And she does not like my ex at all. She hates her.
First, let's talk about, why does she hate your ex? Does she hate your ex because she meddles and she's caused drama and is somehow still a part of your relationship?
I cheated on her with my ex.
You did? How long ago was this?
It was at the beginning of the relationship, and we weren't in there deep yet, but still, it's still wrong to do.
And your fiance knows about this, right?
Yes, she does.
That's, wow, that's double bad.
Yeah.
Okay, so why did you even do this then?
The ring?
Yeah, why? If you're just joining us, you know, this is a dirty little secret, and this is Frank. It's not his real name. His fiance is walking around with a ring on her finger that was purchased for his ex-girlfriend, whom he cheated on with at the beginning of his current relationship.
And just, and again, you never gave this to the ex, right?
Right.
Okay, so it's not like you proposed with it and then she gave it back to you.
Right, right.
Okay, well, at least there's that.
Okay, so why did you do this anyway?
Well, I mean, it's a really nice ring. After I decided not to propose to her. I just didn't get around to returning it. And it just was this wonderful, beautiful ring. And then my fiance, well, now my fiance, when I was going to propose, I was like, hey, I got a ring. There we go.
Okay. But it wasn't. But it wasn't purchased for your current fiance. It was purchased for another woman. That would be like if your fiance bought lingerie that she knew her ex would like, but never got around to wearing it, so she wore it for you.
It was expensive, it's beautiful, and I mean, why would I go buy a whole other ring? I mean, that's...
Okay, now hold on. You know, it's funny, when that analogy that you just came up with the lingerie, it made me think about the ring also, and I was already like, I don't think this is that big of a deal. The lingerie thing really made me think it's not that big of a deal.
Why?
At the end of the day, she's with him.
I understand that, but it wasn't a gift for her.
If my girlfriend bought me lingerie, or if my girlfriend showed up wearing lingerie, if that lingerie was purchased for her ex, I wouldn't care.
Okay.
I'm in the moment. I don't care. That now it's mine.
Okay,
I just rebranded it.
This is something that she's supposed to wear for the rest of her life, and it was never even for her.
But, I mean, now it is.
No.
But now it is.
That doesn't matter.
It should.
Why?
Because he's not with that girl. He's with her.
But he didn't buy it for her. He never bought it for her. It was just convenient that he had a ring. He wasn't going to put in the time or effort to trade that ring or sell that ring and then use the money to get something specifically for her.
Well, if you trade something, you're going to lose money if you do it. If you sell something, you're going to lose money doing it. Okay, so would you rather have I'm definitely asking the wrong person for this, but I'll ask, because I know what your answer is going to be, but I'll ask this question to all female Wake Up Call listeners. Would you rather have a less impressive, less valuable
ring?
Why
does it have to be less?
Because he will lose money.
So what? So he can spend a little bit more money. Is she not worth it?
Okay. Frank, would you mind just spending more money on this ring?
I mean, I don't want to spend that kind of money.
He doesn't want to spend that kind of money.
What a lucky gal.
Well, text messages coming into 909-1065 are agreeing with Katie implicitly for the most part on this, Frank. So I can understand why you want to keep this a dirty little secret. What is your plan if she ever finds out?
She'll never find out. She'll never know.
Well, for your sake, I hope you're
so
right.
Too. I hope for her sake, too, because that would be crushing.
It's a dirty little secret on the Wake Up Call. And now a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp.com. It's Gavin and Katie.
And Gavin, you're having kind of a day.
I am having a day.
So
yes, I am.
This would be a great day to message your therapist, because you can message your therapist anytime you want with BetterHelp, and they will get back in touch with you.
Yeah.
Say, like, listen, I'm struggling today.
I think maybe I'll do that. It's better than just screaming into the sky.
Right.
That's for sure.
It sure is. And that is not a therapeutic way to get through it.
BetterHelp.com is online therapy that is more accessible and better equipped to handle your specific needs than almost any form of therapy that has ever existed. So give it a try today and do it for 10% off by going to BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/wakeupcall, and get started today. Now, it is time for this. Katie, what are the rules? Oh, boy.
Title of the movie to you. You can't use any of the words in the title of the movie, any of the actors or actresses in the movie, or the characters.
Looking around
to
them, and it's time for the No Name Movie Game 106.5.
The end. I thought you were doing a tease. I'm sorry.
No.
And I was watching a Facebook video of somebody who suffered infertility, got pregnant.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's great.
I got distracted.
You want to do the rules one more time?
Sure. We're going to describe the title of a movie to you. We can't use any of the words in the title of the movie, any of the actors or actresses from the movie, or any of the characters from the movie.
There you go. And we're playing for tickets to the Esquire IMAX Theater, the biggest screen in town. And they have the movie Civil War right now. Make sure that you go see that movie, especially at the Esquire, because it is great. Such a great movie. And you know what, Katie? You were on a roll, so we're going to start with Ashlyn. Ashlyn, okay. Turn your radio off.
Okay.
Thank you. And you heard the rules twice now. And
yes, I did.
Okay, I'm going to give you 45 seconds on the clock. Your teammate is Katie. Are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
Okay. Is your radio still on?
No.
I think it's just her phone. It's
okay.
Fine.
All right, here we go. 45 seconds starts now.
Okay, this is kind of like a comic book movie, and there's a little guy that's a tree, and he just says his name over and over.
Groot.
Right, but what is the name of the movie?
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yes, one. Very good. The hills are alive with the...
Sound of Music.
Very good.
Two.
Okay, when you die, your what leaves your body?
Spirit.
Another word for it.
Soul.
Yes. Three. Wow, you're great. She has a golden lasso, and she is a superhero.
Wonder Woman.
Very good.
Four.
Okay. This is, have you ever seen The Office?
Yes.
Okay. This is the old guy that's always, like, scamming people.
Oh, wow.
What? Creed.
Yeah!
Creed.
Wow!
You got five right at the buzzer. You got that fifth one. That was a good clue.
Thank you. But it only would work if somebody'd seen The Office.
Yeah. All right. Ashlyn, we're going to put you on hold, but that is a high bar.
Yes, it is.
Kevin, are you up for it? Let's find out. Let's talk to Chris. Good morning, Chris.
Yes, good morning. Good morning.
You have to beat five. Kevin is your teammate. Are you boys ready?
Yes.
All right. 45 seconds starts now.
Okay. This is like an older movie with like two people or like two groups, the girls and the guys, and they like dance. North, south, east. Which direction am I missing?
West.
Okay. And then the two, the thingies, the poodles versus something else.
Oh, boy.
They dance.
Fast.
Oh my, this is in space. In space, you're on a ship that they get stuck up there. In a ship.
What is wrong with you?
Skip. Okay, a whole new world.
Aladdin.
Yes.
Wow.
One. This is okay. I'm thirsty, so I'm gonna grab a.
This is in space.
Interstellar? Ever heard of her?
Yeah, that narrows it
what
down.
What about West Side Story?
He should have gotten West Side Story.
Kevin.
I don't know who the poodles are, but...
They wear pink dresses.
You're thinking of Greece.
Oh.
You had some of it right. There's the sharks and the jets. Oh. There was dancing. Yeah.
Okay. Oh,
also,
boy.
In Greece, there's no poodles, but it's fine.
Man. What are they called?
How many
movies do you think take place in space?
By
ballpark.
Three.
Oh, all right. Well, even that doesn't narrow it down. All right, Chris. Well, thank you very much. I apologize about that.
I'm so sorry.
It's up to us, Cassidy. Are you there?
Yes.
All right. We have to beat five in order to win. 45 seconds on the clock. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, go. If you are happy, you do this with your mouth.
Smile.
Yes.
One.
Okay. The opposite of, it's another word for angry. The opposite of happy. I'm
mad.
Yes. And this is a man's name.
Mad Money.
No. It's a man's name. It's a post-apocalyptic movie in the desert. Cars. Fire.
Mad Man. No.
So close. I don't know how else to describe. Okay, all right. This is the only Asian Marvel movie.
Oh.
It's his name.
Josh, help me out here.
I am helping you out.
I'm pissed.
Okay. See, okay, you can't say help you out.
Wait, calm down.
You did worse than me.
Well, it's too late now.
Have you seen movies?
Yeah, I saw one with you last week, actually.
No! Right.
Why do you dial it down? This is your friend, Gavin.
Mad Max was the one.
Oh,
and the Marvel movie was Shang-Chi.
I'm offended by that one.
You know what? You know the best part about Mad Max? The kid that I yelled at in the back seat, that is his middle name.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
She wasn't yelling at you to help.
You're going to make his head explode.
I was yelling at the kid in the back
seat.
Okay, Cassidy. All right. Well, let's talk to Ashlyn. Ashlyn, you there? Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, you got yourself a pair of tickets to the Esquire IMAX Theater. Stay on hold. We got to get your information. Very impressive. You guys got five. That was very, very impressive.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
War of the Roses on The Wake Up Call. We're talking to Allison this morning. Good morning, Allison.
Good morning.
So you're on War of the Roses, so things aren't peachy. What's going on between you and your boyfriend, Andrew?
We have been together 9 months. And we have gotten pretty serious, but my friend just texted me a screenshot of his dating profile, and it says that it's active. So he's obviously cheating or trying to cheat or seeing what's out there, and it's just not okay with me.
It shows how recently somebody has been using the app or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
But if he signed on, that doesn't necessarily mean anything incriminating. Is it?
It doesn't mean anything good.
Maybe, I don't know, maybe he's closing down a credit card. Maybe he's closing down the whole account. Who knows?
Okay, I guess that's true. But
This seems like a really good example of War of the Roses would be useful. So let's call Andrew up. Let's offer him some free roses. See who he sends him to. Also what he writes in the card. Okay?
Okay.
All right, so hold on. Now let's talk to Andrew.
War of the Roses on The Wake Up Call.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak with Andrew, please?
Yeah, this is he.
Hi, this is Lauren with, and I'm calling today with a special gift that we're offering to all of our valued customers.
Yeah, no, thank you. Thank you very much, but you're doing fine.
Andrew, are you there?
Yeah.
Hi, sorry about that. My name's Gavin, and that's actually Katie. We're on the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. Not a real offer for roses, and instead it's something called War of the Roses. It's a relationship test that we do, and your girlfriend Allison is listening in. I'm going to bring her back in. Allison, are you there?
Yes.
Sorry about that. That didn't work. But, you know, we got you guys here, so might as well talk about what's going on. Allison thinks that you may or may not be cheating on her.
Or at least trying to cheat.
And she saw something, and she wants to know what's going on. Allison, go ahead. Tell them what you saw.
Yeah, so Laura sent me the screenshot of your dating profile that's active.
I don't have a dating profile.
Yes, you do. I have the screenshot, and I can send it to you.
Okay, feel free to. Do you want to go through my phone? I'll hand it over to you today.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, I don't know.
It shows that you're on.
Right.
It shows
and the fact that he even has one.
Well, is this the same dating profile, Andrew, that you had before you started dating Allison? Because you guys haven't been dating that long.
I don't have a dating profile.
Then what is this?
I don't know. Maybe somebody's using my picture?
Is his name listed, Allison?
I don't appreciate you gaslighting me right now on radio. That's really low.
Look, I don't know. I don't have any profiles. If somebody's using my picture, maybe they got it off my LinkedIn or something.
But why would a person do that?
Why would someone catfish you?
People, I just got randomly chosen. I'm sorry I won the crap lottery.
The crap lottery. Usually if somebody that you don't know takes your pictures and your likeness and makes profiles for whatever, it's for catfishing purposes. They usually do it in other cities where you would never know.
Right.
The idea is that you would never know. The fact that, you know, Allison, you found out fairly quickly means that either Andrew, it is you and you're lying now, or it means that whoever's doing this is either doing it for a purpose or is really bad at it.
Show me the picture, and I swear to God, it's probably going
to
be.
I'll send it to you right now. This isn't your profile.
Okay, you know what? I will say this. If it is a picture that he has that he uses for, like he said, LinkedIn or something, I would definitely be more willing to accept that for some reason somebody stole this picture of
him. Sure.
No, this is a picture I took like the other week.
It's a new picture?
Oh, maybe they got it off Instagram then.
I can't listen to you live.
I do think that we are being unnecessarily hostile, though, about this, Allison. I mean, he's willing to hand his phone over to you. You can go through and look at it. He sounds very curious about
seeing... No, he's not. He's saying that to you, but you think he's going to show me his phone? He's going to delete everything before I get home.
It does seem like an empty offer.
But if right after this conversation the profile disappears, then there is also more proof of guilt there. So how about this? If he hands the phone over to you and the profile still shows active when he does it, we ease up a little bit. But if either of those two things don't happen, then I think, Andrew, that that's proof of guilt.
Yeah, go right ahead. I have no problem with that.
I'm not getting cheating vibes.
I will say I'm not getting cheating vibes from him, but the scenario just seems hard to explain.
Okay, we're going to wrap this up because I don't think there's anything that we can do right now, but we'd love an update. If you guys want to give us an update at some point, that'd be fantastic. All right.
I want an update too.
I'll bet you do. War of the Roses on the wake up call. Okay. That's it. Thank you for making it all the way to the end of the podcast. This is where the good stuff is.
Yes.
You know, it's a nice finish.
You've gotten through everything. We got it through it together.
Right.
And now we're on the other side of it.
And you most likely need therapy. So go to betterhelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off online therapy. Betterhelp.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.